Navigating Bitcoin's Capitulation Zone. A summary of key insights. Bitcoin's recent price action has sparked widespread uncertainty among investors and traders, as the cryptocurrency appears to be entering a phase analysts refer to as the capitulation zone. This stage, marked by heightened selling pressure and bearish on-chain signals, signals a critical juncture in the market's trajectory.
The central question remains, will the $40,000 level act as the final floor, or is further downside inevitable?
This summary distills the key arguments, data, and critical takeaways from the analysis of Bitcoin's current market dynamics.
Understanding market capitulation is a pivotal phase in market cycles, characterized by widespread selling as investors, often driven by fear or exhaustion, abandon their positions.
This typically occurs after a prolonged downtrend and is marked by a surge in trading volume as assets are liquidated, frequently at a loss.
For Bitcoin, entering the capitulation zone suggests the market is undergoing a severe stress test.
The behavior of long-term holders, LTH, investors who have held their coins for over 155 days, is a critical indicator.
When LTHs begin selling in significant volumes, it often signals a late-stage sell-off, which can precede a market bottom.
The capitulation phase is not merely a technical correction, but a psychological shift.
It reflects a loss of confidence among retail and institutional investors, who may perceive the market as overcorrecting.
This phase is often accompanied by a sharp decline in price momentum, as the market digests the implications of massive selling pressure.
For traders, the capitulation zone is a high-risk, high-reward environment, where the potential for a rebound exists but is tempered by the likelihood of further declines.
On-chain metrics. Bearish signals abound beyond price charts. The health of the Bitcoin network is best evaluated through on-chain metrics, which provide deeper insights into market sentiment and liquidity.
Several key indicators currently point to a bearish outlook. 1. Spent Output Profit Ratio, SOPR. SOPR measures whether coins being moved are being sold at a profit or loss.
A sustained period below 1 indicates that coins are being sold at a loss, a hallmark of capitulation.
This suggests that holders are liquidating their positions at a discount, signaling extreme pessimism.
SOPR's decline below 1 is a red flag for traders, as it implies that the market is in a state of panic, with sellers outnumbering buyers.
2. Exchange inflows. An increase in Bitcoin being transferred to exchanges signals a potential intent to sell.
Exchanges are often seen as liquidity providers, but when large volumes of Bitcoin flow into them, it can indicate that institutional or retail investors are preparing to offload their holdings.
This surge in exchange inflows adds to the immediate selling pressure, exacerbating the downtrend.
3. MVRV Z-score. The MVRV Z-score compares Bitcoin's market value to its realized value, the price at which each coin last moved.
When this metric dips into negative territory, it historically indicates that the asset is undervalued.
However, in extreme cases of fear, a negative Z-score can also precede further declines.
This duality underscores the complexity of interpreting on-chain data, as it can signal both a market bottom and a potential continuation of the downtrend.
Collectively, these metrics paint a picture of a market in distress.
The combination of SOPR below 1, exchange inflows, and a negative MVRV Z-score suggests that Bitcoin is in a phase of deepening pessimism.
While these signals are not definitive, they collectively reinforce the notion that the market has not yet found its final floor.
The $40,000 question, bottom or bounce? The $40,000 level has emerged as a focal point in the debate over Bitcoin's next move.
Historically, this level has acted as both resistance and support, making it a psychological and technical anchor for traders.
A decisive break below $40,000 could trigger a cascade of selling, pushing prices toward lower support levels.
Conversely, a strong rejection of this level could signal the end of the capitulation phase, paving the way for a recovery.
However, predicting the exact bottom is notoriously difficult.
While capitulation phases are painful, they are also a necessary part of the market cycle.
These periods serve to wash out weak hands, clearing the way for the next bullish advance.
For disciplined investors, this phase may present long-term accumulation opportunities, albeit with high volatility and emotional strain.
The challenge lies in distinguishing between a temporary consolidation and a final, irreversible decline.
The uncertainty surrounding the $40,000 level is compounded by the lack of clear technical signals.
This ambiguity underscores the importance of patience and risk management, as the market remains in a state of flux.
Looking ahead, caution and strategic positioning Bitcoin's journey through the capitulation zone serves as a stark reminder of the cryptocurrency market's inherent volatility.
While on-chain data and holder behavior suggest caution is warranted, it is equally important to maintain a broader perspective.
Market extremes, whether in fear or greed, are temporary, and the current phase is likely to be followed by a period of consolidation or a final correction before a potential trend reversal.
For traders and investors, the key takeaway is the need to monitor the $40,000 level closely, as its performance could serve as a barometer for the market's next move.
Additionally, tracking on-chain flows for signs of seller exhaustion is critical.
A reversal in the trend of exchange inflows or a stabilization of SOPR could signal the end of the capitulation phase.
Risk management remains the most important strategy in such uncertain conditions.
Investors should avoid overexposure to the market during this phase, as the potential for further declines is significant.
Diversification, position sizing, and stop-loss orders can help mitigate the risks associated with the current environment.
Critical takeaways for traders and investors: 1. Capitulation zone dynamics. The current phase of Bitcoin's market is characterized by heightened selling pressure.
2. On-chain signals. Metrics like SOPR, exchange inflows, and MVRV Z-score provide critical insights into market sentiment.
3. The $40,000 level. Its performance will likely determine whether the market finds support or continues its downtrend.
4. Patience and risk management. In volatile environments, discipline and strategic positioning are essential for long-term success.
5. Emotional resilience. Navigating capitulation requires both analytical rigor and the ability to weather short-term turbulence.
The road ahead remains uncertain, but staying informed and prepared is the best way to navigate this critical phase.